I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends, how many of us have them? Mother and daughters, is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. I am Monique.
And I am Sydney.
And today, this is show number 15, Daddy.
15.
We're on 15.
15.
We're on show 15.
Okay.
And today's show, okay, so I have a big smile on my face before we even go into it because I know where it's going. Okay, before anybody else know where it's going, I already know where it's going, Daddy.
Right, you picked the title.
Okay. I picked the title.
Well, we picked the title.
Okay.
You were there in the conception of the title.
How did we come up with the title what we get ready to talk about?
We were watching TV. Saw a little something on TV, and it was speaking about women using sex as a weapon.
Can y'all believe that? Sex as a weapon.
As a weapon.
Now, they say women. They didn't say men. They just said women.
They were talking about women.
Women using sex as a weapon. Are there any women out there that can relate? Do you use your girly girl as a weapon? You know? Like, do you hold on to your girly girl? Do you shut your girly girl down?
What?
Do you tell your man, if you don't do this, you can't have that?
Huh?
Do you put your man out on the couch? Like, do you use sex as a weapon? Now, me personally.
Now, somebody just put, that's the only way you can get him to take you out.
Is that the only way?
That's what he said. That's the only way you can get him to take you out. LOL. Okay.
The only way you can get your man to take you out is to use sex as a weapon.
But that's what she said. LOL, damn it.
But you know what, Daddy? I've never been that woman.
Okay.
Like, I've never been that woman that if a guy didn't do right, we weren't going to have sex.
Okay.
He could do wrong.
And we could have sex.
Never said that out loud.
What? What, Tommy T?
I never said that out loud.
What, if he do wrong?
Like, why we mad? We still can go in there.
Oh.
Okay, because I didn't know that was something I'm supposed to be mad about.
Bow.
Like, I would keep that to myself.
What?
Like, you know how some women get mad and they hold it back?
Right.
Like, we mad, yeah. I'm mad at you. You mad at me? But why we?
Miss Marlene just said yes, I do, and it was some other stuff, but I forgot because it went so fast.
Well, I guess here's the question though: why do we think that we can use sex as a weapon from a woman's standpoint? Why do we think that that's something that we can hold from our man, and that's supposed to get something different to happen?
Why?
Why do we do that?
Well, I mean, I can only hypothesize. I've never been in it from a woman's perspective, but I believe you do that because vagina, when you see it, it goes, ah!
Don't even do it. Okay.
Hues of light.
No, Daddy.
Oh, heavens and doves just come about. And you know it's the magic elixir that will get a man or woman.
No.
Yes, it is a narcotic. It's a narcotic, and you know, it's like, why does the lion use its teeth, its claws, to attack?
Yes.
Why does a bird use its wings to fly? Yes. Why does a woman use her vagina? It is because it will make a grown man cry.
I'm not.
Yes!
Okay, so we talk about, do we use sex as a weapon? Well, how,
use what you got.
To get what you want. Yes, you got to use what you got to get what you want. Oh, you better think.
Oh.
I did. Right, okay. But sex as a weapon. I noticed this woman, right? And it was years ago. And she was married, right? And whenever her husband didn't do something, if his ass didn't breathe right, he wasn't getting none. And she would almost take pride in saying, I ain't gave him none in 2 weeks, or I ain't gave him none in a month. And I would be looking at her like, but bitch, you know he got some. It may not have been from you, but you know that some was gotten. So I think that sometimes using that sex as a weapon can backfire on your ass, because he's going to pull the trigger somewhere.
Well, I believe it was Miss Sewell that just went by, and yes, it says, I do, but then he gets it from somewhere else.
Exactly. See, that's the sister we need to be talking to. When you thinking, I'm going to shut this down, because this is what I don't understand. For as far as sex and the natural thing that your body does, I've never been that mad. Like, I've never been where I didn't want to touch or it's like, but that happened at 6 o'clock, but now it is 9:30 and I need to go to sleep.
That is.
So using sex as a weapon normally does not work.
That's just not something that you've utilized, is what you're saying.
It didn't work. Have you ever used sex as a weapon, Daddy?
I mean, that's not really a question that many guys get. You know what? I'll show her. I'm not going to give her any penis tonight.
Wait a minute, because we have a different take on that. Talk to it. Talk to it, Lee. We're going to do it. Talk to it.
Who will not entertain a female because he's trying to get her in order. You know what I'm saying? Like the same way that we're saying that, you know, females holding it back because they mad or he didn't do X, Y, Z. Get off of me.
Well, that's different because it doesn't sound like he's using it as a weapon as much as he's disinterested because he has some concern. I mean, here it is. I can say personally as a man that if I'm feeling like some sort of way about something, I'm not using it as a weapon, but it's like we ain't worked out here to be connected there. So I'm going to tell you no. Now, I understand that there's some physical, or let me say this. I've said it not because of, I'm going to use my penis as a weapon. It's almost like if we did it based upon this situation that we in right now, it ain't going to be right because I'm in my head about what that is. Now, if you feel in some kind of way like, listen, we ain't got to be like that. We can work this shit out. Okay, let's work this shit out first. And then I see you on a night shift.
Right.
Okay. You see, you're not alone.
And see,
I know you'll find a home on the night shift.
But that is the reverse, I think, of my masculinity, maybe, because I think that I could take the position of a man where it's like, okay, we are mad, okay?
The blue fast forward says pussy is bipolar. That's what they said.
I agree with that because... Okay. Bipolar is what? It goes in different directions at different times.
Up.
And sometimes it's down.
That's the best way sometimes to enjoy it.
But I think that's the part of women that I never got, and having those, you know how you have the hen conversations and you sitting around all your girls and they like, oh yeah, if his ass think he gonna do that, what he won't get, and I would be sitting there like, I don't get that part. Like, I don't get that part when a man takes his pillow and his blanket out to the sofa. Like, we come back. Yeah, and if we lay
this
close enough, we're sorry. Okay. Without saying we're sorry, scoot in.
It's a slumber party.
We have apologized, and let's work this out.
We got to say goodbye to our folks.
We've got to say goodbye to y'all right now, okay, because, and listen, come Monday, y'all don't want to miss this show because we have no idea where it's going to go. Because we're asking the question, do you use sex as a weapon?
And why?
Now, some of us use it as a weapon, not intentionally. I've been a weapon before. I put my hands up. Not intentional. But y'all going to find out Monday what we're talking about with this one here. All right, my babies, we appreciate y'all tuning in with us on this Periscope. Make sure y'all listen to the show Monday. Monday, this coming Monday, do you use sex as a weapon? We love you, babies. Bye. Okay, daddy. See, sometimes I push it.
Okay, that's all right. Tommy and them, they right there to have our back.
There you go. And see, it won't stop now. Okay, well, then that's how I stopped it. I just cut it all the way off. Yes, sex as a weapon.
And why? Why have you understood your friends or people when you've heard conversations? What would their main reasoning be?
Well, I think that one sister felt like what was in between her legs was, as you say, it goes, and it's golden and it's doves. And she really thought that that's what it was. So anything that her ex-husband did, and I have to say it's her ex-husband now, mm-hmm. but anything that at the time her husband did, that was the first thing she ran to. Like, well, he won't get no ass. Well, I see. And I'm like, but you do realize that he's going to get it from somewhere else. Like, you use that as if, because you're not giving it to him, you should just shut it down. And you're mad over petty shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't even mad over no, he messed around mad. I'm mad because he smoked a joint. And I told him he couldn't smoke no joint.
Well, damn. Okay.
So now you're not going to sleep with him because he smoked a joint? Like, it was stuff like that. So, as I say, her ex-husband, but that was the first thing she ran to. But I think that's what we're taught, too. I think we're taught that. Don't sleep with him. And he'll come around. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's going to come, but maybe not around.
Not around you.
Okay, there you go.
But what about you? To get things that you want. Like, you know.
Things.
Because I guess it could be construed as sex being a weapon in that.
Yeah.
That,
you know what I'm saying? Degree. Like, oh, I'm going to put it on them real good. You want to go out tonight, girl? I'm going to get us some money. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I am in support of women that say to their other girlfriends, when she's like, girl, you got those red bottoms. Girl, yeah, Jimmy bought them for me. How'd you get them red bottoms? Let me tell you what I did. Now, yes, I agree. That's a positive way of using it. You know, that's a way of using it. When you say, I want to go to Vegas with my girlfriends this weekend. But I know Billy be like, you know, I've been spending too much money. Girl, put that thing on him when he first come in the door. And then she said, I'll meet y'all at the airport. See, that's a good way.
I heard that. Right. But I mean, ultimately, you didn't twist his arm.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That wasn't it.
What?
Other items, maybe. But not his arm.
I'm not.
Yes, you that you must have in order to have gone to Vegas.
Come on, Dad.
Don't say it.
All right, then.
All right. Well,
who?
The girl that got the things.
The girl that, wait a minute.
Like, okay, so she's an upstanding Christian woman, and her children needs to be fed.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. You're adding a bunch of stuff to it.
Okay, so I don't know.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Come on now.
Go ahead.
I mean, you know, because, I mean, there is some upstanding Christian women that needs to feed their children.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, is that considered as a weapon?
No, well, I think that's...
Would she consider as a whore, though?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, because I'm trying
to... Is it considered a whore?
Well, you can look at it this way. Is a whore a whore, or is she potentially a giver? See, you can call a whore a whore, or you can call a whore a giver, because what she's done was given... And as they say, it is better to give than receive, but it's funny how when you give, you receive. And what she gave him allowed her to receive a trip to Vegas.
Hello.
Okay? Does that make her a whore? By someone else's definition, perhaps. By mine, I say she is a giver.
I say I agree.
Now, all the women that is in church and you need to give? Give.
And you shall receive.
You shall receive.
Yes. Tithe that.
Tithe it.
Tithe that, and it'll come back to you, baby.
Yes.
Are we using sex as a weapon? And if we are, why? And why do we think that's the way to go? And for the women and the men, if you use sex as a weapon, are you then offended or insulted or upset or at the brink of disaster when you find out what you wasn't doing, somebody else was?
Well, the best part that kills me when I hear the sex as a weapon and I'm telling him no, and he bet not. I told Andre he ain't gonna sleep with him, and he bet not get with nobody else. Really? Really? What you gonna do if Andre get what he... I guess I'm doing it now, because I guess he ain't getting none now, and what, he ain't gonna get none after you find out?
Mm.
So he might as well go ahead and get some. Until you find out that he done got some, And maybe you end up giving them some again just to let them know you made a mistake. Who knows? Who knows? But at the end of the day, when it comes to using that sex as a weapon, you just like, now you can't be on the flip side saying, why do men objectify me? Why do they look at me as if I'm an object?
Come on.
Because it kills me when I hear women say, well, listen, why do men always look at women like they're objects? But on the flip side, you saying you're going to use sex like a weapon. So you sitting there and it's like, well, ma'am, listen, the reason why it appears is if I have a hard time looking you in your eye is because your breasts are just sitting out like that. They're just sitting out. And there's just a little bit of cloth with that halter top that you're wearing that is overlapping your areolas. Okay? So you have to forgive me for being bred and born in a way that I keep looking down. Logically, I'm like, I'm going to look in her eyes. Physiologically, I'm like, I'm going to look at her breast. Eyes, breast, breast, eyes. I apologize. But now you mad because I've looked at your breast only because what? Where were they? Were they in? Were they in? Were they in? No, they were out. It doesn't make it a weapon. It's one of those things where when you know you have what it is, don't be upset because you feel as if you've been objectified by the very weapon in which you use. You know it's magnificent.
And that's, yes, Daddy, yes. That's a great point because this is sometimes, and I hear women when they say, I can wear whatever I want to wear. And a man, he shouldn't say anything to me. Listen, if you have half your ass out and they can see the crack of your girly girl, they're going to say something to you. Yes. We saw this woman on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. We were looking on Facebook, and she was holding a little girl's hand.
Oh.
But this dress, she had on a dress that...
Was it a dress?
Well, it was a dress, Daddy, but you had to understand the way it was cut. She was about my size. I'm going to say she was about maybe what? No, she's maybe a little bigger than me. She's about maybe a size 20, right? And the dress she had on was like a halter up top, but when it came down the bottom, all the ass was cut out. And then it grabbed her up under, right?
Yeah.
Up under her ass. Did you see that with the striped dress on? So now do you not think that men and or women are going to comment on that? And you got this baby on your arm. Now, as my daddy said, you know what? People should be free enough.
In this world.
To wear exactly that. But then people are going to be free enough to make comments on.
They are.
Your ass
they are.
Out.
They are. But personally, as a gentleman.
Yes.
There's no comment that needs to be made. But please don't be upset because someone is peering at your backside. Don't say, why are you just looking at my backside? Well, ma'am, for one, do you really want to hear the list? Okay, number one, it's large. You look like you've used some cocoa butter along the line. It's smooth as well. It's nice. So I just was looking at your hind parts. Please forgive me, but how could I look at your hind parts? Are they in?
What's happening?
No. Because she's asking
y'all
questions.
You're upsetting my daddy. Put
she's
your ass in.
Asking questions.
And your titties.
Right. Why? How could you look at me? You're naked. Everyone else here has clothes on. You are undressed. So I'm just looking at you because this is interesting to me. I apologize. Right? Like, what's right? What's happening?
Sex as a weapon.
Sex.
As a weapon. And I don't understand. As a woman, if I go somewhere and I am half exposed, am I half exposed for a reason? Did I really like the outfit or am I looking for the attention for the outfit that I'm wearing? And if I know if I go into a club full of men and I am half dressed and you can see my thong, you can see everything under my clothes and the very little bit of clothes I have on, it's almost like, and then you look and say, but you still have to respect me. I'm not saying it's an automatic disrespect, but what do you think you're drawing to yourself when you look that way? And then you cry, violation, but you went in with your weapon out. See, but I'm trying to understand it.
And that's a shame.
It is.
With this society.
It really is,
that's
baby.
A shame.
Because I can't wait to go over there.
Well, I can wait. But, you know, some people are proud of their bodies and may take time in putting together a particular outfit. It's a matter of personal taste. But there are some folks who do wear revealing outfits to get the attention, whether it's negative or positive. So, you know what I mean? I mean, it's an individual sort of thing, I suppose. But there are some women who will dress a particular way to get that attention and like, oh, got him.
But it's like, no, that's coming.
And will seek out a particular type of person with a particular type of status. You know what I'm saying?
I do. But it's like, it's almost like even if when we say we're proud of our bodies, like, I can't wait till the plane touched down in Africa, Daddy. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Right.
However, I know what comes with that. Like when my sweet sister Yvette said, Monique, I want the hedonism. But I didn't realize all that was going to come with it because I just felt like we were all there naked. But because I'm Yvette, it turned different. So she realized what was going to come with it. So what I'm saying is, though we're proud of it, right? It's like, listen, I dropped 100. I want to go do it. I want to show it. I'm proud of it. But I have to understand what's going to come with that. Will I be able to just walk and nobody say nothing and say, you got to be respectful of you have to be respectful? Or do I say in my mind, I'm going to get some good, I'm going to get some bad, I'm going to get some gutter, I'm going to get some heavenly, I'm going to get all of that, but I got to be willing to accept it.
Everybody is not mature enough to just look and be like, or, you know, older people I know me like, this bitch is nuts. Where is your mama? Girl, where is she going? You selling something? You know what I mean? But it depends on the mentality of individuals.
But most importantly, the mentality of the individual that's weighing the nothingness.
Because, oh, I can't wait.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
If they're not, the thing just happens to be that they're dressed in a way in which someone may say is suggestive, but it's no different than if you wore your hair a certain way, if you wore a certain color. You know Janine at the bank gonna say something about it no matter what, and you like, I'm ready for this bitch today, okay? I'm ready for her, you know? I'm ready for her, but it's just that you wearing whatever you're wearing or lack thereof. And if you're comfortable with the comments, yes. I believe that's the most important thing. Because when people say, oh, she's just wearing that for attention. Well, let's listen to that for a second. She's just doing that for attention. I personally have heard of more sinister things in life than someone wearing something skimpy just for attention. In fact, I think that's very sweet that she would need some attention. So why not, if you know that's what it is, why not give it to her and then look and give her the attention that she wants? That's called being loving.
Come on.
Not only towards that person, but that person, you know she needs the attention. And we say, listen, Cookie needs the attention. Go ahead, girl. You wearing that. Go ahead, take the string out your butt. That way you all the way naked. And we applaud you.
Sex as a weapon. Do we use it? Do we use sex as a weapon? And if you're listening right now, you have to ask yourself, if you're that person, does it benefit you? Does it not? Because as my sister says, you can use it as a weapon to get what you want to get. But not in that way. You know what I'm saying? Not in a, oh, I'm going to do this. But it can be in a fun way, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to get it, but I don't want him to work overtime Thursday. Because I really want to spend some time with him. So I'm going to do my mojo on him. You know, I'm going to use that weapon on him. I'm going to pull out my double barrel to make sure he come in.
Wow. That's the weapon. I got you.
Yes. Yes. You know
make
what I'm saying?
Not work. Yes. Stay home.
Yeah, but it's almost like, you know, well, Saturday morning is a pickup game with the fellas. But Saturday morning, you just want him to just be there. So it's like, let me go in the bathroom and get out my double barrel.
Right. Well, that's actually nuclear.
Is that a tool?
It's a weapon of mass destruction.
Wait.
Because when you just wipe out the basketball plans, you have annihilated his day. That means you've taken him down. That means he's gone to sleep and you gone to sleep with him.
Hey, baby.
And then what you going to do after that when he get up?
Listen,
that's what breakfast is for.
Oh, no, I'm going to get my hair done.
Okay, that's a dirty that's a dirty one right there. She'd be like, listen, I have slowed your day down, but this day for me, I'm meeting Paulette now.
I'm late.
And let me tell you, there's a many a gentleman out there that know that woman. She will get you. She will keep you in the bedroom. You are there. You are knocked out. But what has she done? She's been vigilant with her day. And when she comes back, you're laying in there still struggling from what she has taken from you earlier in that day.
Because it was mass destruction.
Mass destruction.
It was mass destruction.
Weaponry of mass destruction.
Double burn, baby. Do you use sex as a weapon when it makes sense and when it's fun and when it's benefiting everyone involved? Yes, use it. Use it. But you got to be careful because you might bring out your double burn and he might bring out the Uzi.
Listen,
baby,
what you do when he puts you to sleep?
Okay, what you do is say thank you.
Good night.
And you say a prayer and you put it down.
Right.
You've got to know when you've lost the battle. Because sometimes you be trying to use your sex as a weapon, but your weapon be giving it be losing steam.
When he's going to it.
Yeah, you got to know.
But here's the thing. Sometimes when you lose,
come on,
you really win.
Say it again now.
And sometimes when you win,
you really lose.
You really lose.
You using sex as a weapon. And see, when we heard it on the program, it was a negative thing. You know, it was a bad thing. But when you think about it, it's not a bad thing. We don't have to make it be a bad thing. You can use it as a weapon for goodness.
Plus, it's what you make it. You know, it's the thing. Because if there's this, and again, what works for one group may not work for the next. But if Stanley and Maggie, they got a relationship.
And Maggie,
they got a relationship. They got an understanding. When he don't do what he's supposed to do, he know she ain't going to roll over towards him in a manner in which he would like. Okay? So he already know this.
Right.
So he know he got to get his shit together and make it right. If that's what worked for them, that's what worked for
them.
That's
old school in the doghouse.
That's old school in the doghouse.
I'm going to be in the doghouse tonight.
But now there's an admittance of women where they have admitted to the fact that they are enjoying sexual intercourse in a way in which their foremothers failed to admit. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them may not have been, but they, I believe that there has been a slew of women throughout history who have enjoyed it, but tried to act as if they have not. Now, we're coming to a day and age where women are saying, God damn it, I enjoy it too. But he enjoys it more than I do. So, what I'm going to do is use this as a weapon. Now, as we know, like with handguns, the majority of handguns, they say when a problem arises, the handgun in the home has been used on the homeowner. So now the weapon has been used against them. So again, that weapon, that same vagina, it can be turned on you. How can that? Because you're double jointed.
No, but you know, even when you don't want to, it betrays you because it's like, girl, come on.
With you.
You that talks to you, girl, come on. Don't be mad no more.
Listen.
Come on.
Because she'll do her own thing.
Yeah, she turns on you, betrays you completely.
She will betray you if she realizes it's like, we get ready to do that. I'm shutting down. Or I'm going to emote something that's going to upset everyone in the room because I can't believe that's Chucky. Okay? That is cock-eyed Chucky. And we get ready to do that. No. Sex as a weapon. Do you use it?
Mm.
Has it ever been used on you?
I'm sure.
Like, has a woman ever said to you, no, because she made it?
I mean,
he always
stole my. It's almost like I don't remember ever being approached like that, where it's like, you know what, I'm not gonna sleep with you because I'm mad with you. Like, I'm gonna put the sheet up between us and then you put your pee pee through it. Like, who talks like that?
No.
Like, well, what are you saying? It's like, but I'm sure there's been moments where it's like, if you have tension between yourself, it's like, ain't nobody trying to huddle up with you right now. There's a risk you could get hurt by this person because they mad. So just reaching up trying to get some coochie ain't necessarily the best idea. And it's like, that's all you want me for. for the coochie. Baby, I ain't right nobody now, want you. Right. But see, we're y'all cheerleading asses for the brothers out there when they saying right now. I need y'all asses to show up. This would better the society we live in if y'all cheerleading asses when this man is trying to get some coochie from his woman and some loving, and she saying, no, that's all you want me for. And then y'all just come in and
we
say,
we pop up. No, we don't. No, we love you. No, we don't. We love you.
Just
you
like what she like says suddenly.
You want to tell her, girl, you know you like it.
That's it. So what we need, I just realized it, in America, are more women to say, listen, he needs you like that right now. Just like you needed him earlier to do the shit that you had asked him to do, which made you mad at him. And I believe this. You must sometimes be bigger than the person that you're dealing with. And because he didn't do what you asked of him, does not mean that you don't have to do what he's asked of you. Go ahead and give him some of that coaching and stop playing. What you say? And I need y'all support.
Give it to me, girl. You know you want to.
That's it.
We love him. We love Richie.
But we're more enthusiasm. It has to be more.
Okay. I'm going to start off. Give it to him, girl.
Get it.
Damn, right.
Right. And then it gets to her. And all the fucking stop.
Right. It all stops.
It all goes straight to shit.
Because I'm going to say, girl, if you don't stop playing.
Stop playing.
Go get it.
Do we use sex as a weapon? I'm going to tell you something. You say our foremothers. Mm-hmm. And I think that we even use sex as a weapon unknowingly. We were using sex as a weapon, especially when you talk about oral sex. To talk to the older women about oral sex, that was some shit, baby, that, listen here, you don't do that. Mm. You don't do that.
And why don't you?
Yeah, baby, you don't do it.
Why don't you do it?
You don't put that in your mouth.
Why not?
If you put that in your mouth, you are the nastiest whore ever in life. So we didn't even realize it was being
used. Is that what they would tell you?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mimi told me if you ever put a dick in your mouth, baby, it'll blow up. So I was like, well, wait a minute now. I don't want no dicks blowing
well,
up in my mouth. But she, I'm 13 when she told me, right? So I really don't know what the explosion is.
Okay.
She just said it's going to explode. I'm like, never, ever would I do that.
Wow.
Yes, that's what my grandmother, that's what Mimi told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
Right.
Yeah.
I believed it.
But the wild shit is, if you could have talked to who? What's his name? Something daddy? Sweet daddy?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. If you had to talk to Big Daddy, what would Big Daddy have said?
I think Big Daddy would have said the same thing that my grandmother said, because he was a deacon and he was real. Okay, he was.
Right. He was putting his deacon.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't you do it.
My bad.
Don't you do it.
Okay.
Now, but he probably was.
That's his
she
woman.
Had three husbands.
Come on.
Yeah, my grandmother probably. Mimi, if you're listening right now in the spiritual world, why would you tell me that? Because, it wasn't.
She wanted you to be a good,
nice
good girl.
Yeah,
it wasn't what nice girls did.
It wasn't. Right. It's in their time. You know, it just wasn't something that nice girls did. It was women who did it. But it just wasn't the nice girls.
Right. And, I mean, and when she told you that, who knew that 30 years later she would be down in the guest room of our home watching Spanish pornography.
Okay.
But she did. Okay. So I'm thinking she saw somebody get licked and
wait
didn't turn away.
Now, what you are not. Okay, y'all. Listen.
She saw somebody get licked and
she
didn't turn away.
She did.
But she was just trying to take you on a path of righteousness.
Yeah. And so I think, again, we use it as a weapon, not even knowing that. That's something that our men really went, but we were trained. You don't do it.
Yeah, it's a sin.
It's a sin.
Why would you do something like that?
Why would you do that?
Right. Only to turn out and be sinners all along. The very ones that told you not to sin turned out the best sinners of all.
Thank you, Sabine.
Sex as a weapon. We think this show is so important because if we have to have this conversation in 2016, and we really have to have the conversation, is that something that we're still using? Like, it's so special and so amazing. Though, as my husband says, it is. However, they come a dime a dozen. They come a dime a dozen.
They do. But again, obviously there's something in certain individual women. And I'm sure, based upon what Ram says, certain individual men who feel like, listen, it's so incredible. And apparently some people have bought into it. I was watching a story on Genghis Khan. As he destroyed nations, destroyed them, his one conquest was to have sex with the women of the men that he destroyed the civilization of. Why? It's something about it. It is the thing that allows women to survive next to men. I'm telling you, because men are aggressive. And if they can't fight it, then what? Fuck it, okay?
If you can't fight it, fuck
so it. So now they done killed.
Okay, wait a minute.
I wasn't even expecting that.
If you can't fight it, fuck it.
Fuck it.
And then when he was finished fighting, what did he start doing?
Fuck it.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm telling you, how many wars are really not fought about? It's not about the oil. It's not about the oil. It's not about the land. It's about who you can have with you enjoying the fruits of your labor from giving all the oil, all the land, which oftentimes comes in the form of women, because there's a level of comfort that, as you said, well, I want this and I want that. Is that all you want? Because I just killed several motherfuckers today to get these barrels of oil. That's all you need for me to get that. Well, surely you can have it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Listen, women, pussy must be incredible.
Come on!
Because if it creates wars and can stop wars.
Yes!
It can start wars and stop wars. So if we do realize what we possess, and then realize what they possess, and we put those possessions together, it's a beautiful thing. But because we want to possess it differently, and they want to possess it differently, is why we keep going to these fucked up places of now we got to use it as a weapon. But what you say, take your peanut butter and mix it with my chocolate.
However they want to mix it.
Come on.
Whatever it is that they mix it. Mix it.
Mix it.
In harmony.
In harmony.
Yeah. But don't act like what you have, it ain't special in one breath, and then in the next breath, you wondering why people are looking at it like it is special. And you like, why are you just looking at me? It's just titties. Yeah, but they out, okay? They out. They out. Vernon, look at that. Are they out? They out, bro. That's what I'm saying. Right. It's like, be an adult about it. Because when you're speaking about sexual intercourse, like when you're a kid, you live to be an adult. Then you become an adult and you still act like a kid because you're scared to have an adult conversation because the judgmental individuals are around and they're going to say something about the fact that you're talking so openly about something that should be so private. Like, sex and nudity and things of that nature, not realizing, like, how are you going to learn? How are you going to understand? Am I alone in this journey in the world? How do I better, you know, relate to people? So, again, there's some people that will say, in Jesus' name, this conversation is beyond me, you know? And then there's some people that will say, well, if we were created by God, they said that Adam and Eve was out there in the bush all naked. You know, they was on naked.
Yeah.
So what was the problem? Naked. They was on naked.
They was okay? naked.
They was buck.
And didn't even know they were naked.
Didn't know they were naked. Mm-hmm. But the problem all of a sudden came in when they did.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. How about knowing that somebody is naked and just saying, I'm all right with that?
That's what I agree with, Daddy. That's what I think. I think that nudity is the most beautiful connection to Earth.
That's where you're going to leave it? You're going to leave it that?
That's what I'm feeling, because you know how sometimes you feel like you misplaced? Like, am I thoughts crazy? Like, am I crazy for thinking that I don't like clothes.
No,
like,
baby.
I really don't like clothes. No. And I remember when Tommy first, her first road trip with us.
There was no initiation.
None. I came out just, hey. She was like, okay then.
Right.
Robin was like, welcome.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Welcome.
Okay. Ass Out Productions. Star Monique. Right.
And, you know.
Yo, we're talking about, do you use sex as a weapon? And I think that sometimes we've gotten misinformation from our mothers and our grandmothers, guiding us to these very foolish places, not realizing what we were doing. We're pushing them away. When we use it in that kind of way, we wasn't even realizing. We just thought that it will. It's gonna make them do right. It is, but they're gonna do right for Shern. Because that's where he went the day after work, over Shern's. So
you keep pushing him away long enough. He's going to find another place to be.
But I don't. What I never understood is, how do you say, I'm not going to give you any, and you bet not? He bet not. He bet not do not with nobody else. And then the girlfriend, she be like, that's right, girl.
That is not your friend.
And you be like, wait a minute. Did she say, that's right, girl?
That's two miserable bitches that need to leave one another alone.
Okay.
Because the one bitch who got a man, she miserable because she don't realize what she had.
Yeah. Well,
and the one bitch
one
who by herself, she might be the one that's getting what she ain't getting and saying, leave his ass. You better listen to Millie Jackson.
You need somebody to talk to.
You better listen to Millie Jackson. Right. Okay. She said she walked in the bar and saw that bitch because she ain't seen her around in a while, and the man and left her.
Wow.
But she walk in the bar and see the bitch that she ain't seen in a while, kept asking her, how your man doing? She said, well, bitch, you should know.
You with him.
You with him.
Look at
right.
Him.
Bam.
Use your sex as a weapon if you want to in that way and watch what happens. It will backfire on you. So if we drop off those foolish things and we pick it up in a different kind of way, let's watch how it may work out. So I don't say not use sex as a weapon. I say have fun with it. But for the both of y'all, for the husband and for the wife, have a good time with your sex as a weapon. Matter of fact, when somebody come home, they be like, what you using tonight? My machete. What you using tonight?
Machete. Okay. I'm going to question that. Wait a minute. Shit, I be watching Snaps too now. You better watch Snap now.
That's
you said
the wrong,
machete.
That's the wrong weapon.
What are you talking
now?
About cutting now? Look at you know.
Y'all, if y'all could have seen how my daddy looked at me like, wait a minute, this is one different
it's
now.
Different.
Yeah.
This ain't what I'm agreeing to now. I was with the weaponry shit.
Right.
Okay, not machete.
Right. Nothing that cuts. Nothing that cuts, love. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Right. You, girl, you
sex
worse
as
than
a
the,
weapon.
You worse than the grandmother's giving bad advice.
Nothing.
You talking about machete.
No, daddy, okay. But I wasn't saying
shit.
Said nothing.
I was not saying. For real. You know, I'm just saying like with machete, you know, you slicing and dicing. You know what I'm
baby,
saying?
Just think about what you're saying now. Just think about it. I just need you to say, I'm going to take that back. Just take that off the table.
I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's how you end up in a room all by yourself. Shit. Goddamn machete.
Okay.
That's with you.
I'm not going to take it.
Right.
I'm not going to take it.
The police be coming up to the house, we naked with a machete in between us. And he got to tell the officer we was just playing. And I'd be like,
well,
I didn't know she was at first.
It's not a literal. It's not a
right.
literal.
Right.
Machete.
I didn't know. She
too.
Scared me, officer. When I called, I didn't know it was literal. But we had just got finished watching Snap, you see. So I didn't know.
That's what I'm saying. Make it fun. Make it fun. Make it a great time. Make it. When we watched that program, it was all negativity. It was all. But it's like, no, we ain't got to make it negative. We can make it a great time. And it's like, you know, use your sex as a weapon, but the both of you, and make it a fun thing.
Right.
No machetes.
No machetes.
Nothing okay. that cuts, he say.
Nothing.
Just a
you
razor.
Talking about slicing and dicing.
Just a razor.
Just a razor. Absolutely
right.
not.
Right.
What's your weapon?
Hey, baby, it's love. That's what it is.
Aww.
That's what I'm coming with.
Come on,
goddamn
with it,
punk
Dad.
Ass machete. That'll stop everything.
That will stop everything.
Right.
Production over.
Right.
You got to play with it.
Okay.
You got to play with it.
That's not what I would say. But not with that machete, baby. Go on, play with it. But not with that machete, though. Okay. Shit.
We're talking about it. We're talking about it. Sex as a weapon. Sex as a weapon. Sex as a weapon. Sex as a weapon.
Say it again.
Sex as a weapon. Because of some of the shows, right? Ooh. Oh, Daddy, let me tell you about this one.
Kick it.
So we were at the last show, Toledo, right? Toledo. We went to Toledo at the Funny Bone. And you know when I get to the part, the suck a dick part, right?
Okay.
Of the show.
But set them up. Then let them know what you're
saying.
Okay,
so there's a part of the show that I do. And it's the suck a dick part, right? And we talk about the medicinal benefits that you get from sucking dick and swallowing that good jism. Yes. So as I was saying that, I told this man to say it to his wife, right? And she said, you better not say that to
with
me.
With her teeth gritted.
With her teeth gritted and looking like half of, she didn't give a damn. And I was like, did you tell him, don't say that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if he said something wrong. So you, like, it was just so, it hurt my feelings that she spoke to him in that way. Now, there was another young lady two tables down named Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie was
right.
And I told her, I said, well, I tell you what, if you won't, Anne-Marie will. And she, Anne-Marie looked with such pride and joy.
Pride.
Yes, I will do that.
Right.
Okay? God damn it. So it's like women, listen, and even though we laughing and joking and all that, if you're going to use your sex as a weapon, know how to have sex.
Mm.
At least know how to use the weapon. If you're going to have it, go ahead, Daddy.
No, I was going to say that's a very good point. Because you would hate to be like, listen, Clef Roy, I'm not.
Right.
We're not going to be together. And then finally you're together. And he was like, well, what was that?
What was that?
What was that? Because that's what I envision of individuals that, it's almost like when women say, he is corny. That guy is so corny. And they think to use it as a weapon is almost like, that is corny. So you, that's the approach you're going to try? You really going to try? Like, and that's normally the one who's not incredible. See, the one that's incredible sexually is committed to it. It's almost like they sound like you guys who say, listen, why would that be off the plate? Now, we might not be talking to one another right now, but damn it, we can still be fondling one another a little bit later. Okay? When you're committed to it, you're committed to it and not just taking it off. Again, it's one thing to be like, listen, I ain't got nothing to say to you right now, Vernon. Don't touch me. And it ain't I'm using it as a weapon. It's like, we need to clear up some things.
Right.
This can work out later.
Right.
But right now, we're not doing that. That's one thing. But when the whole intention is, I am going to put him on a coochie fast, okay?
Detox.
I'm going to put you on a coochie fast. Right. We're going to put you on the coochie detox program.
Yeah.
For how long is that going to be? Is what? Is it a day? Is it an hour? Is it, now you talking about, I've talked to men who said months.
Uh-uh.
You like months.
What?
Months. And my friend at the station, he was like, man, I'm just getting back in good with my wife.
Okay.
But then he up there in other women's faces again. He hadn't learned his lesson. But that's why, see. But you understand why Benice would use it as a weapon on his ass. That's a different story. No, that's just saying, let me be cool, because I might get burned fucking with him. No, let me.
that's just someone that just feel comfortable wearing a dick.
That's it. That's
okay.
It.
Come, well, come on, Dad.
That's it.
I mean, really, because now you using yours and come saying, on. No, you can't have it. And because I'm going to put it on an extended amount of time, I'm going to take yours off and I'm going to put it on me.
Mm.
Okay?
There it is.
Because I'm feeling comfortable being in control right now.
Come on,
but the sad thing about it is that he was comfortable with getting hers and putting it on him.
That's a whole nother show.
Bam.
Okay, now my sister done brought something all together different to the party. She brought some different potato salad just now.
Bam.
Because, did y'all, what?
What?
The sad thing is, my sister said he was comfortable giving it to her and putting hers on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ooh, but if that works for y'all, again.
There it is.
If it works for the two of you, because I've seen couples where she masculine as shit, you calling her mister,
mm-mm.
And you calling him man.
No.
Mister man.
Don't we? Okay, now.
where you be like, well, I don't know who's the husband and who's the wife.
Uh-oh.
But it works for them, and they're very comfortable in those positions. There are people that we know, Lee, and I want you to stop looking in my face like that, that we know that got married, and the wife was the sir, and the husband was the... Don't even do it. Don't even do it, because now she's looking at me like, okay, what you talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Damn.
And then you use sex as a weapon. Well, if you don't know what the sex is, then shit, it's different.
You damn sure Mr. don't know ma'am. What the weapon it's is.
Mr. Ma'am. Yes, yes, Mr. Ma'am.
So again, no judgment towards
none.
However you work it,
yeah.
it's at the end of the day with your boy Dr. Phil. How is it working out for you?
I agree. If it works for you, then it works for you.
If it worked for you. But
if you want to try
don't be surprised. Don't be upset. It's kind of like your parents telling you, you can go ahead out there and wear all that jewelry you want to. You going down there, that part of town. But if you get robbed, don't be upset.
Don't
be upset. If you want to.
You know, we were having a conversation too, Daddy, earlier, me, Robin, and Tommy. And this was really interesting too, using sex as a weapon. How there was, there are some situations where there may be women who are actually men, right? But they don't say nothing until now the situation is a situation. And now this man finds out you're a man. And now it's a different kind of situation. And now you feel like you have something over that man. But that man didn't know what he was walking into when he walked into
it. Well, goddamn. Now sex is a weapon. Okay. Okay.
But normally,
I don't know what it is. If it's the guy that you're saying, obviously he's a transvestite, is that what you're trying to imply?
Yes.
And typically you're going to see that guy, because you see it in the nasty little books, their penises are 15 inches long, okay?
Oh,
now it's really a problem, because now this lady is more endowed than you are, and now you're looking like, what am I going to do right now? Do I run? Do I fight? What do I do? I must take flight. What has gone wrong? So, yes, that is a different story.
That's a different weapon.
It is wrong. But I think it should be considered.
Well, damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's almost like, again, judge no one.
No.
But let people know what they're walking into. Please. Don't let somebody walk into something and they think they're getting Jane, but they're really getting Jim. Mm-hmm. Now, that person that walked into Big Jim, okay? It could mentally do something to them, that can cause a different reaction. So it is sex as a weapon. Let's have fun. Let's have a great time. Let's use it to be positive. But you know when those things arise, that's a conversation that should be had before the conversation is had.
Well, damn. You took it somewhere else. I need to have a smoke or something now. I feel
Can
somebody hug me or something?
Well,
I feel like, God damn.
Okay, then. Yeah. Shit. But that's what I'm saying. Sex is a weapon. It can be used all different kinds of ways. We want to use it the good way. Yes. With the Monique and Cindy Open Relationship Show. Yes.
What you going to say?
What I'm going to say, Daddy? I'm going to say, thank you for joining us.
We got five. We in it on time.
That's what I'm saying. See, we're doing good today, Daddy, because normally we over.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to talk.
I know.
Oh,
I'm such a talker.
We all know.
Hey, but baby, I mean, well, why are you saying that like that though?
I'm not saying it with your head down, like we all know.
Right.
But I've always
podcasts don't work with introverts. Okay?
They don't.
You know, shows, you're a comedian. Imagine you get up on stage and you were shy.
You just stood there.
It wouldn't work.
Sometimes I do, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then.
But that's a different story.
Ow! So, y'all, next weekend, actually, this weekend coming up, because by the time y'all hear the show, it's Monday. This weekend coming up, if you're in Cincinnati, we're going to be at the Cincinnati Funny Bone in Libertytown at the New Club. So, y'all, come on out. We're going to have a good time, laugh and scream and shout. And May the 6th, this show I'm really excited about. I'm excited about all of them. However, this one here, we're going to history. We're going to legendary Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York. And the last time I was there was when I was the host.
Yeah,
of Showtime at the Apollo. So to walk back in there to do this show, Mother's Day weekend, we're really excited.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank each and every one of y'all for listening to us today. And we hope you got something out of it.
Hope you got something out of it. And if you're using sex as a weapon, please don't let the weapon be turned around on you.
My name is Monique.
And I'm Sydney.
And as we always say,
The mind is like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. We love y'all.
For free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.